The blue-jacketed sailor was still outside. He spotted her and grinned, waving familiarly.
"Oi, lad, over here. How about you join Lieutenant Wadham and me on the old discerning?"
The grinning sailor jerked his head towards his more taciturn companion, and Grace caught the flash of gold on his epaulette. The grinning sailor had no such markings. Grace stopped, her uncovered ear pricked to a familiar word amongst the sailor's ramblings. Encouraged by her pause, the sailor sauntered over.
"Captain Fincham's seeking a new ship's boy right about now, seeing as young George up and offed at the last port. Couldn't find his sea legs, that lad. But you've a sturdy air about you. How old are you?"
Without stopping to enable her to reply, he answered for her.
14 or 15, I reckon, by the lack of your whiskers."
The sailor paused to take a deep breath.
"The discerning?"
she asked, releasing the grip on her stinging ear to hear better.
"The ship setting forth on the mapping expedition to to South America?"
Seamus Fitzwilliam's ship. There was considerable risk she would be found out, but the thought of knowing at least one person on board, albeit from a distance and from behind a mask, would be better than not knowing anyone. The sailor's two nests of black eyebrows shot up in surprise.
"Tierra del Fuego, you heard of it?"
The astonishment in his voice was echoed by the deep furrows of his weather-beaten brow. He could not have been more than in his early 20s, but he had the look of a man 10 years his senior. His black hair, tied back with a leather strap, had a tar-coated hat perched jauntily atop. Grace waggled her head non-committedly.
"What they be calling you, eh?" inquired the sailor.
Billy Sykes,"
spluttered Grace. She still had not concocted a plausible tale.
"You don't sound too sure about that, my lad,"
laughed the sailor, not unkindly. His dark eyes sparkled in amusement.
"Well, Billy, pleased to make your acquaintance."
He extended his hand.
"Name's Lambert McGilney, but everyone calls me Gilly."
His firm handshake ground the bones of her hand.
"Gilly and Billy, we'll make a good team, you and me."
He pumped her hand, frowning at her gasp.
"By crumbs, first things first, we'll have to teach you how to firm up that handshake. 'Tis as limp as a bloody Frenchie's."
Gilly clapped Grace on the back with a force that drove the breath from her lungs. Clenching her teeth, she hoped her grimace passed for a smile.
"You'll also need a bit of a wash. You been all in coal?"
"Something like that,"
mumbled Grace, uneasily wiping her palms down her jacket.
"Been scrapping too by the state of that bottom lip. Fair warning, Bosun Tidwell don't tolerate scrapping on the ship, so you'll need to mind yourself."
Grace glanced at the clean-shaven officer nearby, but quickly looked away as his eyes narrowed in a scowl of disapproval.
"I've not been scrapping."
Grace jutted her chin out.
"Oh, with a face like that, you likely asked for it from your old man, eh?"
"Perhaps,"
she lied.
"I'd have thought with that polished tongue you could have taught your way out of anything. What's a toff like you doing running away?"
"I'm no toff. I was an apothecary's apprentice, educated under Master Ogilby."
"Never known an apothecary with such upper airs. You're a strange one, that's for sure."
The jolly sailor turned to his superior.
"Lieutenant Wadham, sir, this here is Sykes."
Grace stumbled back.
Good gracious, no, wait, I've not agreed to come."
Lieutenant Wadham's brown hair, short and neatly clipped around his ears, added to the tidiness of his overall appearance. His square jaw tensed momentarily, and two dimples dented in his cheeks as he pressed his lips together in consideration. Grace's knees almost knocked together. It was one thing for a publican and a sailor not to notice her fine features, but surely an officer, a gentleman, would? She stared at his single gold epaulette on his right shoulder to avoid the realisation in his eyes.
Gilly jiggled her arm. "Come now, my lad, 'tis an honest living with a fair wage."
"A wage?"
Having lost Billy's few precious coins, Grace had no notion of how to gainfully earn some more. How much did those shoe polishers make, or the paper sellers? And she still had nowhere to sleep tonight.
Gilly laughed.
"You don't expect to sweat for free, do you? By crumbs, you're promising to be worthy entertainment with your amusing ways."
He slung his arm around her shoulder.
"Goodness, we're all sailors so familiar."
"The sea's your escape to freedom and adventure, and the discerning's the way to do it. You can build on the deeds that have happened, or put the catastrophes behind you and begin again. 'Tis the way of life, offering a new chance every day."